Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, the birthday wishes have continued to come in, and I even got a birthday wish from several people in Japan. Nobody. I mean, it's been such an I tell you, on Saturday I was with my girls, and we just really had a great time. Four generations of from my side, my daughter, her daughter, and her daughter had a baby. She picked up her not master's, her bachelor's, and she had a baby. She's right on point. She's a wonderful, wonderful young lady. I'm proud of her, you know. I'm proud of everybody in our family because everybody seems to have done extremely well, which is so, so important. But I put a question out on yesterday. What would America look like without Sambos running around here? What would black folks contribute more if there was no racism? What would this new world here in these United and across the country, around the world, racism is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's here. They got such a negative view of black people, you see, because on the news media, everything that's bad, they show. If a white person shoot and kill somebody, they don't talk about his criminal record. But if a black person shoot and kill someone, they're going to talk about his criminal record. He was arrested 3 times, 10 times, whatever it is. That's how they deal. And then black folks eat it up. White folks eat it up. And that's one of the main things that we have to deal with in our life. It's important. It's important because we have to make sure that what we're doing is good for our children. You see, everything we do should be about our children. Everything. You see, we shouldn't be worrying about there's no heat at the high school. That Trent Bowen and Renato Triplett voted not to replace the boiler. We shouldn't have to go through that. Before we get to this point, we should make sure our children are safe and warm. You see, that is so important. That's where we dropping the ball. Everybody wants things to be about them. It's not about you. Once you start having children, it becomes about your children and your wife. Your wife and your children. That's what it's supposed to be about. Once you start having children, you see, you're supposed to be building a future for them. You see, you're supposed to be building a future for your children as you and your wife. And you're supposed to feed them, educate them, and make sure they have a house or home, because that's important, and just a roof over their head. We have to learn to reestablish ourselves. We have to make sure that people understand our children. Our children is the future, you know. And you may not be here. You may live maybe 5-6 years after the birth of your child. But the point is, build that foundation so they can grow. Build that foundation so they can grow, you know. We're imperfect people, you see. But the good news is that we preach a perfect word. God is able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing, you know. But we have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're at war. Black folks, whether you want to admit it or not, we are at war. This is no conflict. This is the real deal. We are at war. We're at war all around. You see, they want our children to be rowdy so they can get rid of two birds with one stone. That's why they got the AK-47 where you can shoot a lot of people up. It's all designed. It's all designed. It's designed that way to make sure that black folks don't be successful. They don't care if you're from Mexico. They don't care if you're from Venezuela. They don't care if you could be from South America, anywhere in South America. They don't care. They don't mind you being successful. They hate when a black person successful. See, the best example I can give you with the water crisis that existed here in Benton Harbor, they were shocked that a black man and his team knew what to do. They were shocked. They could not believe that this whole thing was engineered by Reverend Pinckney and the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. The Benton Harbor Community Water Council, not the elected officials. They had no knowledge, no skills about what to do. They had no, even though now they want to take credit for it, but, they're really just making a fool out of themselves because we have a guy, you see. They didn't know what to do. They were trying to follow Whirlpool and Cornerstone Alliance, say that the water is drinkable, even though you know the water is not drinkable, Muhammad. Say the water is drinkable. That's what they was doing. They was feeding him, telling him what to say. And he was telling the people to drink the water, and the people drunk the water. The people drunk the water. That's what it was. They actually drunk the water. This community was drinking this water and was lying and saying they was. They was brushing their teeth with this water. They was cooking with this water. They was bathing with this water. And they were making baby formulas with this water. You know, they didn't know. You know, they figured, we're going to do it anyway. But you may not be affected by this lead now. But down the road, when you go see now and all this other stuff, it'll tell you right then and there, start eating away the brain, eat the brain up. That's where it's at. It starts eating the brain up, And to me, that's where we make our mistake. We listen to these white devils talk. That you know that we're at war with them. Well, maybe you don't know we're at war with them. Maybe you don't know that we're at war, that they're trying to exterminate us, genocide, right here in Benton Harbor, a small community, you see. But we had resistance here. We had resistance like never before. They had Reverend Edward Pinckney here, you see. And what they tried to do, they tried to pit people against me, but I don't care about these people being against somebody. That's the most reason. They're small potatoes. Small potatoes. You see, when you're dealing with people on this level, it's small potatoes. See, they knew exactly what they was doing when they started, they're educational-wise. You got a lot of people here that don't think about owning business, leaving a legacy for their children. They don't have that ability because they took away the critical thinking part of all this. You see, when you take away critical thinking, you have the inability to resolve a lot of problems. And they know that. And that's what people, when they went to Benton Harbor school system, they immediately, and it happened 25 years ago, over 25 years ago. They start diluting the educational system. And these people now are unable to think clearly of how to get things done. You see, it's all plan. Whirlpool brought in somebody from Oxford to help derail the educational system. They brought them in. They brought somebody in from Oxford, and this is what we have today. And I'm not going to ever say, don't send your child to Bendenhoffer School District. I'm not going to say that, but I wouldn't send my child. If I sent my child to Bendenhoffer School System, that would be child abuse. That would be child abuse. Sending your child. Think about this. You have Trent Bourne on the school board as the vice president. If that's not the biggest joke that you ever want to hear. Then you got Renato Triplett. I think he's the secretary or something, you know. You got these people over your children. These people voted no. Voted no to replace the boiler. I mean, how humane is that? How do you go home and justify that? How do you sit in somebody's face and justify that? It's impossible. It's impossible to justify something like that. You just can't do it. But I will say, I'm speaking for myself now. I ain't speaking for nobody else. I would never, ever allow my grandchildren, my neighbor's children, or any of the other children to go there that I know of. If they ask me, if they don't ask me, that's on them. But if they ask me, I'll tell them. As long as you got a Trent Bourne, you got Renato Triplett voting against providing a boiler for your children, not me. That's on you. But let me tell you a little bit about me. I am going to say what I want to say. I'm going to do what I want to do. The only thing I ask of you, don't bother me, and I promise I won't bother you. As long as you stay out of my way. Let me say that again, because you may not have gotten it. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about me. I am going to say whatever I want to say. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. It's just that simple. And I know people in Benton Harbor, I know your minds, your mind is still, a lot of people here, mind is still undeveloped. They don't understand. That's why they're able to push you around, you see. And I'm going to do whatever I want to do, you see. The only thing I ask of you, don't bother me, and I promise I won't bother you, as long as you stay out of my head. And I will never, ever, ever talk to a sample for any reason. For any reason. I don't care what it is. You see? And they're floating around here like nothing. You see them, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. These samples are everywhere. Everywhere you go. But they think they're doing something because you accept them. We have to isolate them. The Muhammads, the Sikhs, the Ron Singleton, Trent Bourne, Renato Triplett, DeShonda Robinson, all these people, we got to isolate them. Edward Eisen, Sharon Henderson, the list goes on and on and on. All these samples. They samples and they know they samples. How you be a sample and know you sample and expect, you should see them, they walk around here like they're oil robbers or something after they done destroyed the future of your children. And you accept them. You accept them. You allow them to do this. Because they believe it's all right. It's all right to work for World Food Corporation and Cornerstone Alliance to work hand in hand with them to destroy your children. They believe that. They believe it's okay. They give them a few dollars underneath the table, like they had that Riverfest. They can fund the money through that Riverfest, have even to go to certain banks to go pick up money, just different things like that. That's what they do. That's exactly what they do. They do it. And they get away with it. These sandals are something else, and they're all around. If your brother or sister, mother, father is a sandal, you need to call them out. You need to call these sandals out. It don't make sense. These sandals are everywhere. And you accept them back in the community like they done something. Come on now. Get real. And if you go out and vote for Muhammad, you go out and vote for Sharon Henderson, you go out and vote for Edward Eisen, you don't love your children. You do not love your children if you go out and vote for these people. Because they don't love you. Muhammad don't even love his children. You never seen him with them. He out here making babies. He was gone with a girl that was 17 years old. She got pregnant. And now she delivered a baby and she's living in River Terrace. Your mayor, he got at least four children older than 17. And now he got a girl pregnant. He started out with seven. That's another reason why they got him out of that high school, because he was playing with them little girls. Yeah, he was playing with them little girls. Yeah, yeah. He thought that they was going to get him. You know, he's one of the guys, you know, well, one guy called him, but he came to my church. Hear what he did. He said, called him an Uncle Tom. No, he's not an Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom was a man who refused to beat black women. He took care of black women. Uncle Tom was a man who refused to tell on other slaves. Now, this guy, he'll tell in a minute. You put that heat on him. Uncle Tom was a man who would put cotton in other slaves' bags so that they would not get beat. That's what Uncle Tom, you see. Uncle Tom was a man who helped over 100 slaves get free the Underground Railroad. You see, Uncle Tom was a man that once free established the labor school for other fugitive slaves. His name is Joshua Hanson. That's his true name. So these symbols are not Uncle Tom's. You see, they're not Uncle Tom's. So don't even put them in the same caliber as an Uncle Tom. An Uncle Tom was a decent man. A symbol was a symbol. A symbol is a Marcus Muhammad, Trent Bourne, Renato Tripley, DeShonda Robinson, Ron Singleton, Dwayne Seeks, Marletta Seeks, Edward Eisen, Sharon Henderson. These are the real sambos. These are the ones that holding this city back for a few dollars. That's all they giving them. Taking them to lunch. Letting them ride on a boat. You know, that's all they doing. But in the meantime, they're taking away from your children. See, the attack is not on a guy like me. The attack is on our children. See, you what you want to do, you want to control the future. You know, and you do it by dealing with the children. You know, somebody steal your car today. They may not even take a report. As long as you got Dan McGinnis as chief of police. He's a sambo, straight up sambo. And you see how weak this community is. Dewberry died. They left him in charge. What kind of world do we live in? What kind of world do we live in? What kind of world do we live in? We let this foul scumbag. If you want to go to that church, that's on you. That's between you and God. See, you got to see God for yourself. Every knee going to bow. And every tongue going to confess. You see? But we let other people come in and do a thing. And it's reason unknown, we think it's all right. It's not all right. It's not all right. These are not Uncle Toms. Uncle Toms are special. They did things. These are Sambos who's trying to destroy you. They're like spies working against the community and your children, keeping your children down. And I said this, anybody who go out and vote for Muhammad, anybody, the nations of Islam been calling here, vote for him for the Sambo of the Year Award. They know who he is. They know exactly who this guy is. They know he's a Sambo. They know he's a straight-up Sambo. They know that. He think they don't know. They know. I remember back in the days, if people act like him, they would deal with him, the Nation of Islam. They would deal with him. Nobody act like that, you know. And you got to see it, you know. See, the minister, if he was younger, it wouldn't happen. But by him being older, it makes a big difference. But I'm telling you this. We have to go out and protect our children. That's a job. We got to go out and protect our children. Our children is running wild because we allow them to do it. It's not just here in Benton Harbor. It's all over the country. You know, these folks knew what they was doing. They knew exactly what they do. Because there's no rules here. The only thing I'm trying to do is accomplish something for our people. And then you got some of our people don't want us to accomplish anything. Yeah. We got people right now who have been robbed of themselves. They don't even know who they are. They don't know who they are. They have no clue who they are. See, when white folks can't defeat you, they can't defeat me. They will find a black person, Marcus Muhammad, the Wayne Sikhs, my letter Sikhs, Ron Singleton, Trent Bowen, Renato Triplett, DeShonda Robinson, Ellis Mitchell, Dan McGinnis, you name it, that's what they'll do. They'll trot them out and try to give them credibility. When have you ever known the Herald Player to talk about black folks in a good way? Never. They never going to talk about black people in a good way. Because they hate black folks. They've been hating black people for over ever since Mr. Clark died. It's the same thing. They hate black people. You hear me? They hate black people. You're never going to get a racist organization like the Herald Player to like you. The Paxton family, they're the owner of it from Paducah, Kentucky, you see. Anytime you see black people being praised, that's right, being praised by the Herald Player newspaper, you better believe there's something wrong. If you ever hear about the Herald Player praising black folks, you better believe that there's something wrong. That black person has been robbed of himself. You know, when white folks, when they can't defeat you, they will always find them some black people, some bootlickers, of us, and we believe it's all right. Unbelievable behavior. I tell you this. We are in trouble because we don't think things out. We are in trouble. We just don't think things out. A man dies when he refuses to stand up for which is right. A man dies when he refuses to stand up for justice. A man dies when he refuses to take a stand for what is right. A man dies when he don't love his children enough to build a foundation for them. A man dies when he refuses to stand up. We have to start standing up. See, they done brought them some folks in that'll work for less money and probably do a better job than we do, because we have a history of complaining a lot. That's what we do. We complain, you know. But we got a reason to complain. Remember this. As a people, we've been traumatized for over 450 years. We had nothing but abuse, mistreatment, torture, hanging. To this day, the hanging today is when the police officer go and shoot you in your back 15 times and they call it justifiable homicide. That's right. Shoot you right in the back. Plant a gun in your hand. Then call it justifiable homicide. Just when Bulldog was found with his penis cut off. That might be something that Michael Hoy might be responsible for, because he's a sexual predator that they shield him. They don't mind shielding him because they're going to protect him. He's not going to protect, attack their children, but he might attack your children. He's a sexual predator. That's what he is, a sexual predator. Michael Hoy, if you see him, do not try to apprehend him. He's dangerous. He's dangerous. The police ain't going to get him, but somebody's going to get him. He's going to try to rape some man, and that man fake like he's drunk and get his butt. I'm predicting that. He don't be at that church no more. But we need to go inside that church and search for dead bodies. Anytime you see this guy walking around in our community, he can't go over to St. Joe. They don't want him over there. But we accept him. I don't accept him. You might accept him. But that's on you, you see. Your day gonna come too. You know, and it ain't just that. You know, you try to shield evil. Evil will catch up with you. It will. You know, and I talked about this. I just don't understand all the hell we've been through. All the hell we've been through, and we turn out to be shambles for a few dollars. You know, shambles. How they raped our women. Raped the women. Raped them. Raped them at will, whenever they felt like it. Anytime they had an urge, children. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Rape the women. Rape the children. And rape the father. Pull a train on him in front of everybody. This is how evil and wicked people are. Evil and wicked. You don't get no more evil and wicked than the slavery and how they treated black folks. Oh, they don't want you to talk about that. They don't want you to talk about no critical race theory. That's the last thing in the world they want you to talk about. Who wants to talk about how terrible their ancestors were? Who wants to talk about it? They don't want to talk about it. They don't want your children to know how bad they are. They want your children to think it was you. That's right. They don't want their children to know that they rape the women at will. They rape the children at will. They rape the father at will. They don't want you to know that. They don't want our children to know that. And this is important. This is important for all our children. You see, very important for our children. They need to know. They need to know that we're at war. You know, they got a war over there. Now, here's another thing. They got a war in Gaza. Now, the Palestinians over there, they don't have the weapons that first of all, these fake Jews, these Israelis, they fake Jews. They're not real Jews. They're nothing but a terrorist group. And here's something you don't know. The United States is a terrorist group. You know, they just get all the weapons. But, you know, these little wars is diluting. They supply weapons. You see, and all these China and everybody else looking at this, you know. Even little bitty Iran ain't going to back down with this country. But what if all them Arab countries come together and go over there and crush those fake Jews? You know, and I'm not advocating violence. Don't say that. But I know that what they're doing is wrong. You're going to go in there and kill all those innocent people, destroying their building, destroying everything, and then somehow you're going to justify that? How you going to do it? It's not possible. It's not possible. I wish that the Iranians and Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Egypt come to those Palestinians' aid and crush them fake Jews. And I said, crush them fake Jews. They fake. They're nothing but a bunch of terrorists. And the world sitting back watching them marching through there with all their tanks and everything. They don't even have a tank. They don't have no tank. They fight with slingshots and rocks and stuff. They had a few missiles that probably the Iranians gave to them. But they fake Jews. There ain't no real Jews. That's because y'all don't listen. When you listen, you understand what's really going on. You know, I'm hoping that that these different countries come in and give them a butt whooping they never forget. You know, even when the Black Holocaust, you know, we've been through some stuff. We have been through some stuff, you know, and it's unfortunate. But look. Let's get out here and vote this mayor out of office. You know, he's a low-life scumbag. That's exactly what he is, a low-life scumbag, you see. So you have to get out and vote him out of office any way you can. He must go. Anybody who vote for him saying they don't love their children, because he's a scumbag and a liar. He went to community church telling people that he doesn't, what he hasn't done anything. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's the work of Reverend Pinckney and the Benhaber Community Water Council. All this, everything going on here is us. Even though the streets being fixed, they didn't even know how to get money for streets. You get money every year, all you had to do is apply for it. They didn't even know that. That's how dumb they were. And sleepy. Ellis Mitchell, you know, all he's doing is getting free money. When I say free money, I mean exactly that, free money. He's getting free money. Free money. That's all it is. Unbelievable. You get out and vote November 7th and make sure that you vote for Gwen Johnson. It's crucial that we do what we need to do in order to make this thing real. I'm excited. I'm really excited, and I want to thank everybody who commented on not only the sample, but they also voted The voting is over November 1st. So get your vote in Wednesday. You still got 2 days to vote. Midnight, November the 1st is over. Midnight, November 1st, we will crown the Sambo of the Year. First and second place will be crowned. The winner will get $500 if they come and pick it up. The winner will get $500. We're not rewarding him for being a Sambo, but we reward him so that he can come and say a few words at our dinner. We want the Sambo. We're going to get him a few minutes to say a few words and make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do, which is even more important. Right now, we have my letter seeker. She's a real live Sambo. You know, I know what really got boasted the stock up was when we had to go to court and I had to go and spank her booty, you see. That was good, you see. We had to go to court and I had to sit up there and spank booty. It was ugly. It was ugly. I tell you, it was something. You see what I'm saying? Her and she had Michael Hoare, the sexual predator, with her testifying, saying that he heard me say, right on the stand, judge knew he was lying. That's why he laid on. He said, well, you going to do anything about this? I wanted to, and then I didn't want to, you know. But I was just happy of the outcome because I know the law, you see. I know what we can do and what we can't do. And it was ugly. This boy Michael Hoyt, right? His head was so big, you know, it was almost ridiculous. He had horns coming out of that big head. It was like a block. Then he had a tail coming out of his butt. The judge said, get your off this stand, boy, with your lying self. Oh, man, it was ugly. He said, get your butt off this stand with your lying butt. That's what he said. Get your butt. Get on down. He just like he was wobbling with that tail. He had that tail and them horns sticking up, and he was just wobbling, you know. And everybody and all the electronics was messing up and everything, you know, because he was real demon. They were demons. And then I looked over there at my letter. She was crying like a baby. I'm 50% Jewish. Well, I tell you, that was something, boy. I'm never gonna forget that. And then you had their good friend, this girl Carmela Bederson. The girl, her mama just had open heart surgery, and she wouldn't even let her mother stay with her. Wow. And she got the nerve to come to court that somebody in Coloma told her that I was going to put a hit out on her. Somebody she met, Tommy, they used to work with. Girl, go sit your butt down. And you ain't doing up a lie. She couldn't get her lie together. And the judge made her, she wobbled. She had horns coming out of her head. Had a big tail. She wobbled her butt on out of the way. But it was ugly. And I had to remind them that I spanked that booty that day. And I think that really made people want to come out and vote for her. You know, she got 24,197 votes. 24,000 votes. And I'm happy to see that people really came out and vote. I wouldn't doubt if somebody voted for everybody, you know. I didn't have no rules, so that's how it was. So my letter C is leading the pack. She's leading the pack with with 400, I mean with 2,000, 2,400, no, 24,197. Then we have, Marcus Muhammad with 24,027 votes. So he's only about 170 votes out of first place. Then we have Dan McGinnis, the chief of police. 22,444. Dan McGinnis. He deserves it because he's done a poor job, yet he still get paid. Terrible job. You know, see, black people take care of their friends if the white man give them that authority. Black people take care of their friends if the white man gives them that authority to do so. So Dan McGinnis, the chief of police, 22,444, followed by Dwayne Seats, the son of my letter seat. This is the first time in the history of the Sambo, and I, on my show on yesterday, one of the original members that put the Sambo together was there. He was, you know, he was on my show yesterday talking about that. But this is the biggest thing that ever happened when you have the son and the mother and the son, and they have received, listen to this, a total of 46,000 votes together. Wow. Unbelievable. Then we have, this is the biggest joke that anybody has ever had, Trenton Bourne on the school board. There is nothing more ridiculous than that in this world. Trenton Bourne on the school board. And you voted for him, you people in Benton Harbor. Y'all voted for this clown. You voted for him. A worthless nothing you voted for. Trenton Bourne. I would never send my child to that school. As long as he's on that school board, as long as Ronaldo Tripoli is on that school board, I will not send my child to that school. Never. Then we have the one and only Ron Singleton. Now, he's been stealing money from the police. You know, well, here's what happened. Walker was the police superintendent, the chief of police. He worked out a scheme to steal money from the policeman retirement fund. Him and Ron Singleton was working hand in hand. They were working hand in hand receiving this money. But unfortunately, Walker got caught because he was the chief of police. He agreed to pay the money back. He signed a form that he would pay the money back. But right after he signed that form, he retired. But he also filled out the form where this guy was not a lieutenant. He was something like a corporal, and he made him a lieutenant, so when he retired, he'd get lieutenant pay. You see, Ben Harbor's not, they don't have that ability. They don't have that ability to do research and find out stuff like that. That's why the white folks mess over, because they know that black people don't have that ability to do what needs to be done. And this guy, actually today, has been about at least 10 years that he's been stealing money. He's been stealing money from the city of Benton Harbor retirement fund. That's right. It's stealing. That's what it is. If you somehow docked up the papers and you became a lieutenant, and knowing you not a lieutenant, you still receive money, that's stealing. The feds should come in on this. you know. But they not, because all of them is connected with Whirlpool and Cornerstone of Life. They shield these people. You see what I'm saying? And then he also stole the radio station that y'all listen to in Benton Harbor from Charles Kelly and Teresa Kelly. Charles Kelly died, and he bullied him and his little crew, and that's how that was. They bullied him. They bullied him. They bullied him. Bullied her and took over the radio station. Then we have Sharon Henderson. She's the one that they got on that Riverfest, they call it. How they funnel money through the Riverfest. You know, all these banks give donations and stuff like that, but it's all backed by Whirlpool Corporation and Cornerstone Alliance. So that's how they funnel money to the elected officials, without saying that they stole money or they received the money underneath the table. That's what that's all about. That's what that, and Sharon Henderson, she's been there for so long and have not did not one single thing to help the city. Not one thing has she done to help the city of Benton. They got these white folks running around here doing stuff for them, you know, rather than doing it for the community, you see. And it's unfortunate, but this is just the way it is. We have to make sure we're doing all the things that we need to do to make this thing happen, you know. And then she got 22,222 votes. They're all up here. Then we have Sleepy. The only person in the world who come to work to go to sleep and get paid. He come to work to go to sleep so he can be paid. But he almost 90. If he's not 90, he's pretty close to 90. He's right at 90, and he know how to bundle money. He know how to steal money, because they don't have no financial manager. And the reason they don't have no financial manager, we had two of them to quit. They were stealing money at that time, and he caught them. But he quit before they were going to try to blame him. Yeah, the city of Benton Harbor do not have a financial manager. That way, everybody could come and chip and get money. Nobody is in charge of the money. You see, and that's how it goes. But yeah, Ellis Mitchell should have been fired a long time ago. Matter of fact, he should have been fired 8 years ago. It's unfortunate. But that's just the way it is, you know. And then we have Judge Mayfield, better known as the Baby Snatcher. And she has 21,047. So listen, Wednesday is the last day for us. Wednesday is the last day to vote for the Sample of the Year Award. And I'm glad that you guys are giving my letter seats. And Dwayne sees so much love. I like that. Keep giving them love. Keep giving them love. I mean, show them how much you love them. And don't forget to go out and vote November 7th. You can go vote now if you wish. All you have to do is go to City Hall and vote. Get your vote in now. And remember, a vote for Muhammad tells the world that you don't love your children. That's right. A vote for the Muhammad. You telling the world you don't love your children. But let's make it happen. Let's get out here and do what we need to do and take it to the next level. On that note, next week, next Sunday, 5 p.m., see you all there. Thank you all for listening. Wow, you have really made me feel good. So many people. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello? What the hell?